International Space Station, over. Kilo 1, Tango Juliet, Tom in Colorado, we've got you loud and clear aboard the space station, welcome aboard. And Kilo Charlie 0, Romeo Bravo Tango, we've got you loud and clear, welcome aboard the International Space Station. Sun Lake Dublin, Colorado, I missed the call sign, November Alpha 1, Sierra Sierra, the International Space Station, over. Sig Echo 5, Delta Lima Mike Portable, we've got you loud and clear aboard the space station, welcome aboard, sir. Hey Eddie, got you loud and clear. We're doing well and getting ready for the start of a new week. We got the they got a rescheduled plan for us since the shuttle Discovery won't be coming this week anytime soon. Anyway, we kind of regrouped and we're getting a lot of science done this coming week. So we're going to be busy in the morning. So in Loveland, Colorado, we missed the call sign. November Alpha 1, Sierra Sierra, the International Space Station, over. November, I missed the first part of the call sign. November Alpha 1, Sierra Sierra, the International Space Station, over. Okay, Kilo Delta 0, Foxtrot, Quebec, November, Rick in Loveland, Colorado. We've got you loud and clear. This is Colonel Doug Wheelock, Commander of the International Space Station. Welcome aboard. Kilo 7, Juliet, Whiskey Romeo. We've got you loud and clear. Welcome aboard the space station.
Kilo Charlie 9, Quebec, Kilo Uniform in Madison, Wisconsin.
Charlie 9, Quebec Kilo Uniform in Madison, Wisconsin. We've got you loud and clear aboard the International Space Station. Welcome aboard.
Well, thank you, Colonel Wheelock, and I just wanted to extend an invitation to you. I heard you say that you're going to go on a PR tour, maybe. We'd love to have you at the middle school that I teach at here in Wisconsin.
Oh, I'd love to do that. Yeah, we're going to, as soon as we get back, Shannon and Theodore and I will be, once we can walk again, we'll be hitting the PR circuit and trying to reach out to those schools that we've made contact with, and also some of the ham radio folks. I'm going to try to meet with you folks. I don't know if you guys have like annual meetings or conventions or regional meetings or something that I could attend and maybe talk about our story a little bit. Kilo Charlie 8, Papa Charlie Juliet, got you loud and clear aboard the space station. Welcome aboard. November Alpha 1, Sierra Sierra, the International Space Station, over. Kilo Charlie 3, Mike November, got you loud and clear. Welcome aboard again from the northeast Pennsylvania. I smell that coffee brewing. So I'll just take a little bit of cream in mine, without the sugar, over. Thank you very much. I definitely will miss this place, but the Earth is sure home. This outer space sure reminds you every day that we're just visitors here. We're not... not really built to live out here forever, so it's a nice place to visit and spend a little time, but it's going to be sure nice coming back to Mother Earth. Absolutely. I got a new appreciation of our beautiful planet, and I sure have missed it. And the things you take for granted. One thing that's been big for me is the sense of smell. You know, it smells like a laboratory up here. It's very sterile and just machinery running and things built by machines and so that's the kind of smell it has as well. So I miss the wind in my face and the smell of the trees and everything. So can't wait to get back to Mother Earth. Over. You can. You sure can. When I had my space shuttle flight back about 3 years ago, I was up there for only 15 days, and I remember going back and. I landed in the shuttle Discovery at that time on the runway in Kennedy. And of course, that's in the middle of a wildlife sanctuary, so it's surrounded by water and trees and shrubs and grasses and everything. And so, as I remember when they opened that hatch up, I